Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christy, Marie, and Julie.
Hello, my darling daughter, Julie.
Hello, my darling mother. And you can check us out on
Instagram.
At Christine, Marie, and Julie. Christy, Marie, and Julie.
Our hashtag Grey Gardens.
Yeah, we're putting hashtag Grey Gardens on there a little bit. And you can put your mic just a tad bit away from you. Just right there. Perfect.
Oh, thank you. But always, we always had to come to this part of the show.
Exactly.
Where the mic is too close to my mouth.
And also, we are brought to you by ProfitInJoy.com. But also, you can go to one of our new websites called JulieHere.com.
I love that.
JulieHere.com.
Julie Here.
And it's about this challenge that I'm doing right now. It's a 30-day challenge. And it's really about optimizing your health and feeling better, guaranteed.
What day are you on now?
I'm actually over a week.
Oh, wow.
And I'm feeling really good. Mm-hmm. Weight's down. And it's interesting because I have been losing weight for the last couple of years.
Yes.
I wrote my program on stress and weight.
On your master's
degree. Because yeah. I'm a stress eater. And I was at my lowest before I went to Montreal. Mm-hmm. And then kind of just been floundering and actually just a little bit up and not doing what I was supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And kind of backpedaling a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But so easy, right?
Oh, it's so easy. Mm-hmm. I remember Jordan Peterson said that those habits that you had for a long, long time, they're always in the back of your mind, just raring to. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this is heard or not, but my father just flushed the toilet. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. He chose to go. Like, hey, the bathroom's somewhat close.
Yeah. And not only that, but how many times does he do that, really?
I know, but now during the podcast. Oh, sure. Exactly. No, our philosophy is if it's yellow, mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. So I'm guessing it was brown. Flushing it down. I don't know. We'll have to see. But, we've been doing Instagram. I did my challenge. We're in the process of my 30-day challenge. Mm-hmm. You can go to juliehere.com.
Yeah. See how Julie's doing. And if you want to do a challenge, hook her up.
That's exactly right. And I'm here for you. And if you also decide to do the challenge and you want to get them the products and you've been a stress eater, I will send you my course for free.
I know. That's like a huge value.
100% huge value. But because I know how difficult it is. If you're a stress eater or emotional eater, it is... research really states that it's almost impossible to consistently lose weight. And once you've lost it, it's mm-hmm. almost impossible to keep it off unless you deal with the stress.
Right. That's the main thing you have to deal with. Everybody goes exercise and this.
Yeah.
No, the number one thing is your stress eating.
If you're a stress eater, which mostly you are, mm-hmm. because you're not eating because you're hungry.
Not in this world.
No. How often are we really hungry?
Yeah.
You know, so, but you can check out more, like I said, at JulieHere.com. JulieHere.com.
H-E-R-E.
I needed a cute URL. And I go, I'm going to see if Julie
and it's
Here
so
is available.
Cute and so
and it
succinct.
Was. And it was here. I'm so happy. So my bathroom story is just kind of gross and funny.
You have a bathroom story. Yeah.
It's kind of funny because, you know, I see everything through the guise of, like, even humiliation. You know, some people be like, oh, I'm
sorry
so
that happened to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry it happened to you. I had gone to the bathroom at a restaurant.
You're on the road.
I was on the road.
In the 18-wheeler.
Yep, 14 actually, because we have smaller.
That's right. We have single.
We have super singles.
Super single tires.
And I go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. and I'm in, I always take, there's
Are
handicap.
You in the female bathroom?
Yes, I chose mm-hmm. that one. I could have, mm-hmm. there are.
Some days you don't feel like one.
Sometimes I don't feel
when
like
you're,
it.
When you're driving that 18-wheeler.
I feel very masculine yeah. sometimes.
Sometimes it's just Jewel.
Yes.
Not Julie.
Exactly. Or Julian.
Julian here.
And I had gone out of the stall. And a woman came in, didn't know what stall to go into, but she picked my stall,
mm-hmm.
walked in, then walked back out. And I'm like, what happened? What did you see in my stall that you decided that stall wasn't good enough for you? And I'm like, what? And so
she doing anything like making a face
no,
or
she
holding
just
her
walked
nose?
In and she walked back out
yeah,
with
like,
the one
like,
next to
oops,
it.
Oops, I don't need to go here.
Yeah, and it was so funny because if I hadn't... if I don't have this time with you, I might have been mortified. Like, oh, mm-hmm. no. But now I'm like, I got to share a story.
Oh, this is a great story.
This is a great story.
Yeah.
Humiliation is wonderful for sharing with people.
Did you walk back into the stall just to see what might have been
well,
lingering?
I did. And what I did notice that there were little droplets in the seat. Uh-huh. But that was not for me because I do not hover.
You do not hover.
Because if I hovered, I'd have a scrubber. I don't hover.
Yeah.
But when you flush, sometimes the rush of water that comes up mm-hmm. sprays little bubbles of water mm-hmm. on the toilet seat. So it looks like urine, but it wasn't.
Got it.
I'm telling you. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that I took a big poop.
And then had some little stains.
There wasn't wasn't the reason.
That, you know, it's so funny because I actually had stains as a Scrabble word today.
Stains.
A seven-letter Scrabble letter.
Speaking of Scrabble, I had like a score of 407 points against the robot, which is not like me because I'm not good.
No.
But I started off with a seven-letter word.
What?
And I always feel so proud of myself. But the board was very odd. Near the end, that we really were just putting like one-letter word down because
the robo was?
Yeah, we both could. There was no space anywhere.
Yeah, oh, wow. It must have been a good,
It was a tight game, but I won by over 200 points.
I wouldn't call that a tight game.
Well, it was a tight board.
The board was tight.
The
board
was tight. Yeah. There was no open space.
The problem with, you can always beat a robot, and that's good because you practice. But then when we're talking about Pogo Scrabble. But then when you play a challenger, a person, that's a whole nother animal, because if you start off like with a good seven letters or a good score, chances are your opponent will leave.
Yes.
Because they're just bad sports.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm going to lose this game. Why bother?
Right.
That's depressing because if I'm playing with you, I'm sticking it out to the end, whether you're a terrific player or not. I'm going to get hammered.
Fair.
Right.
And I
decide that beforehand.
Right. You want the life.
90% of the people don't.
I know, which is so creepy. I think because it's anonymity, you know?
Yeah, they can be as creepy. That's girlfriend. That is the truth.
But, you know,
because it's anonymity, that you really see what human nature is really like.
I listened to Jordan Peterson this weekend, and I listened to also Sam Harris this weekend, which I thought was interesting because they both complained about social media being so horrible. And I'm like, you know, I'm kind of on it again. I'm like kind of like being there. And the truth is, I'm not seeing the horribleness of it.
Right.
I'm not seeing the greatness of it either.
Right.
Like, we're all just trying to be kind. But I don't notice it being horrible anywhere.
I don't know. There is a backlash coming right now.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think the weird thing is that I don't.
The reason I like it is that you no longer have to send birthday cards.
Yay! Did we miss somebody's birthday?
I think
we
might
have. Yeah, you did. You wanted to send Jeannie one.
Oh, my God.
We'll send her a belated one. Ooh. And if you're hearing this, Aunt Timmy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Aunt Timmy.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Someone turned 40. Mm-hmm. Not Aunt Timmy. That was a while ago. But she looks 40, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So if you're hearing this, Aunt Timmy, happy birthday, man. Your card's in the mail, we promise.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, card's in the mail. Mm-hmm. Card's in the mail.
You know, another thing that happened this week, too, I know about your little bathroom incident for your father.
Oh, God. Hashtag Great
Storm
Garden,
too. Norman, yeah, exactly. Got pulled over by a cop. This week, and he gets out. The cop's pretty kind of intense and makes Norm get out of the semi. And
really? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he says to him, you know, listen, I need to know, do you have a police record? And your father, just being so cool, said, no, but I have a couple of old Sting CDs.
Ba-dum-bum. Oh, I know. Gregory hates that when I do that.
I know he does.
He's like, you broke the third wall. Fourth wall. That's cute. Do you have a police record? No, but I have a Sting CD. I'm going to try to remember
that. That's my favorite joke of the week.
Is it?
Yeah.
Your favorite joke of the week?
Yeah.
I like it. That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. Well, there you go. I mean, there's something better than that. No. Show's over, everyone. Done. Hey, talk to you later. We only have 45 minutes left to do the show, and here we are. But it was kind of interesting listening to Jordan this week. Jordan B. Peterson, okay. He has a reputation that I have no idea where he gets it from.
And he runs with it as well.
He lets you know.
He owns it.
He owns, like, oh, the
if you would just know.
Left. Yeah. Just hates me.
How much I'm hated.
But the extreme left, the Marxists.
It's a good day if I wake up and there people aren't protesting in front of my house.
Yes, it's a good day.
He's created this.
This myth
about himself. Yeah. I think we should do the same thing.
Yes.
Let's just create a myth about ourselves.
Okay. Well, and then I don't believe it either. What is your myth?
Hear the crowds?
Yes. They're out there. We're live right now on YouTube, and there's 75,000 people watching us live right now on YouTube.
Excuse me, I'm choking here.
As you're in your bed with your casual clothes on, hashtag no bra, no undies, doing the podcast. Well, it's kind of cute because our BBS radio informed us that shortly we can start recording us and having it go out live.
Right.
So not only would you have the audio, but you'll have the visual.
Of this.
And at first glance, you're like,
we are TV ready, it said.
Yeah. At first glance, you're like, oh my God, this is awesome.
And then you went,
I don't know how awesome this is.
Yeah. I mean, could we let them watch us in the reality of it all? Like,
I don't
hashtag
know.
No panties.
I mean, hashtag, this is true. You have no underwear on, but you've got your bottoms underneath the bed.
Right.
On bed sheets.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, I'm not seeing anything.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I mean, I guess if we filmed this for the head up, you know, I mean, I guess.
We should have just quit while we were ahead.
We were ahead. Exactly. Exactly. So I'm thinking we're not totally ready for that quite yet.
Not yet.
But I mean, I know that... M. Carolla is now live. Joe Rogan's been live on YouTube
for a long time. Yeah.
So maybe.
We're ready. Life with the Girlfriends. I figure I could. Here's what I could do. We've got Life with the Girlfriends baseball hats. Yeah. I could put one of those on, and I just got my new Ray-Bans with the baseball hat and the sunglasses. I don't have to put makeup on or do my hair.
There you go. I love it.
What do you think?
I think that's perfect, but we'll be indoors, but I think that'll be your look.
That's going to be the look.
The look.
That's the uniform. Take it or leave it.
Well, it's kind of cute.
I think, listen, Howard Stern always wears sunglasses.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want, because here's the thing, I don't want anybody to see my eyes, because whether you believe it or not, I have my eyes closed when I talk to you.
I don't believe it because you tell me that, and I'm looking at you right now, and your eyes are open. So, I mean, this is not unusual. When we talk, I'm working with you.
We're working it, girlfriend.
Yeah, we're working it together.
And my eyes are open or closed?
Your eyes are open.
They feel
your
closed.
Your pupils are dilated.
I don't know why they feel closed, but they are. I think it was those gummies that you put out that you said they were wink, wink probiotics.
Yes. They're probiotic gummies. Which is so funny because I put them in the... sorry about that, people. I had a big yawn. But it was funny because I got a box of...
Julie got a box to go to the... Not the homeless shelter, but the food pantry. The food pantry.
Yes.
And I'm looking at this box, and it's like four huge boxes of Rice Krispies and a large bottle of probiotic gummies. I have no idea, how this happened.
Well, they've been in my cupboard.
Did you give the marshmallows away too?
No, because I use marshmallows.
You used all the marshmallows.
Well, because you guys did. Dad did not look at the box on how to make
the ratio.
The ratio.
Yeah.
The ratio is one box to two bags of
marshmallows.
Marshmallows.
Yeah.
Dad bought two bags of marshmallows
and four
boxes of Rice Krispies. Those are some dry ass Rice Krispie treats.
Yes.
But, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Food shelter. Yeah.
Food pantry. And I think they would probably need some probiotics.
I would say so.
And I know that you guys pulled that probiotic back out. Why did you do that?
It was an accident.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
No, he wants them. He's like, oh, no, I'll take them out.
Dad wants the probiotics, the gummies?
I don't know.
Well, that's okay.
I mean, he could take them. That's fine. It's only.
Well, now that I'm on the Shaclee probiotic, I love that one.
I know, it's a little dot and it's good to go.
It's so small. It's good. Yeah.
Speaking of Shaclee, I was reading with a landmark.
The study?
I mean, today I was hearing our Roger Burnett talk about
he's
it.
He's our CEO.
Yeah. But it's just so fascinating that how they've done a study and like how people who've taken Shaklee for 10 years or more, their health is much better than somebody's health who's taken any other
supplements,
mm-hmm. two or three or four more. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like, it's the Shaklee brand that is like the number one brand. Yeah. It's just the number one, but yeah, they produce it
I'm
better.
I'm convinced too.
Just want to share that.
We just feel better.
I do feel better. I'm happy right now. I'm happy because I feel I'm back in control again.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm doing my stuff. I'm taking care of myself. Mm-hmm. And that time, that couple months where I was just feeling resentful, I think.
Learning to love yourself.
I think at some point I started feeling really resentful.
What were you resentful of?
Well, in the back of your mind, even though you know it's not true, but there's a part of you that says, oh, once I lose the weight, I get to eat when I want to eat again. Mm-hmm. And you're like, no, that's not going to happen. That's not the way it's supposed to work. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work like that.
You know, it is, you know, I'm sorry, but our brains are effed up.
A little bit.
They just really are, you know? I mean, when you get something, in your brain, like I've been, you know, just for about a week, just really watching carbs, et cetera. Right. But all I've been thinking about is this, like, huge Belgium type waffle, like the big, you know, the kind of round ones that you make. No, the kind you actually make.
Yeah.
You know, big ones, and that they have a vanilla taste to them, like a vanilla maple taste, and then real maple syrup, and then real butter. That's all I've been thinking about.
Oh man.
And that's just effed up.
Maybe for your birthday.
Maybe for my birthday.
I'll have
one perfect Belgian waffle.
A real one. 100%.
See, now, why is my brain going to that, though, really?
Right, because the truth is it worth 3 pounds of water weight?
No.
Which is what will happen?
No.
No. You know, or is it worth taking you off your program for 2 months because all of a sudden...
Yeah, then your old brain... You open it up.
Your old brain goes, whoa!
Well, it was funny because, you know, Dad and I were talking about like the old days and food that we really loved when we were kids.
Yeah.
And I told him the story that I think I was like 10 or 11 and I had to babysit actually a friend of mine who she was at summer camp. So her brother and sister and their parents were, the mom was a lawyer and the dad was a doctor. Mm-hmm. And so it was a good house and everything. And I was like fascinated by this house.
Right.
And I just kept, the kids were good. They were sleeping and I was like looking around and they had this like real cookie jar. Mm. See, like in our house, first of all, there would not ever be a cookie jar.
Right.
But if there was, it would always be empty because there would never be any cookies left. First of all, but if there was cookies left, it'd be because my mom bought the crap that we didn't like.
Right.
She would buy it. She liked Fig Newtons.
Right. Oh, I know your mom did love. She loved Fig Newtons.
Yeah. So I
think they were only like 1 point in Weight Watchers, you know?
Something awesome like
that. Yeah, they count it as a fruit or something like that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, because your mom was a Weight Watcher leader.
Yeah. Speaker.
Speaker.
So, I opened up this huge, beautiful cookie jar, and inside were these... Like, they weren't necessarily, didn't look cookie-like, but they were, like, chocolate-covered, and they were square. Mm. And so I took one out, and I bit in it, and it was like, I felt like, you know, the choirs of angels.
Really?
It was like this devil's food with marshmallow cookie. I don't even know what they're called.
Yeah, I don't either.
And then I was just telling Dad, like...
They're probably Girl Scout cookies or something.
No, I don't think they were. I don't think
those
they were
around,
But that night, I literally could not stop myself. And I think I ate like half.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And like that when my friend came back from camp and said, you know, oh, thanks for babysitting or whatever.
Yeah.
And she mentioned that how many cookies did you see? And see, people who had cookies in those days, you would just have a cookie because you could have a cookie.
Right.
But we weren't allowed cookies.
Right.
So it was like, You say
cookie jar, and do you know what I think of when you say cookie jar?
Hmm.
The Kardashians.
Yes.
Because each one of those
bitches, like that.
They all have this tall glass, see-through cookie jar. Yeah. Where, and they're all, I don't know, they did not take the time to set them up.
No, but mine, this cookie jar was not see-through, but it was big like that.
And you're going, these women, how, they cannot possibly be having cookies. No. Is it for staff? I mean, it's who's just, having cookies?
What's having, yeah, it was just, or is it for looks?
Yeah, is it just for looks?
Yeah.
Look, guys, I have food on my counter. Mm-hmm. Cookies, just in case you want a cookie.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I can remember
Bruce one time opened up a drawer, a refrigerator drawer, a freezer drawer, and there was like 50 little containers of ice cream.
I remember that. I'm going, oh, my God, I want that.
Yeah.
You know, when I was babysitting as a young kid, it was like this house, nice couple, little baby. And I was fascinated with the refrigerator because every household has their own ways, right?
Yes, right.
And what they had was they had a canister of frosting, like mm-hmm. you'd bake for a cake, mm-hmm. right? And it was chocolate. And I go, well, that's just kind of intriguing. First of all, it's in the fridge. Why would you have it in the fridge? So I took it out, and I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, they have spoonfuls of frosting over the course of the day.
Oh.
And I go, am I allowed to have a spoonful of frosting? Because they said I could have whatever I wanted.
Oh, my God.
I go, that would be awesome to have a spoonful of frosting. But the key was you didn't want them to know that you were having frosting.
Right, right.
So I had to just take literally, like, I try to take just an even amount off the top.
And
just so no one would know I had any.
Right.
Because if you had too much, it would look too funny. Like, why are you having, you know. Like,
wow, she really ate a lot of frosting.
Like, what's going on with Julie? She had a lot of frosting.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, it was new to me. Like, who had just frosting? Who just,
I would never have thought that.
But it was like what you just said. The angels started to sing.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, oh, my God, frosting.
Yeah.
And, like, for me now, because I haven't had frosting in forever, you're just like, oh, that'd be so lovely to have frosting. Frosting.
Well, it was funny because Norm, after we'd had that conversation, Norm went to Dollar General to get a few things. And he said, look in this bag. And I looked in there, and it was one of Dollar General brands, but it was those cookies.
Oh.
And I go, oh, it can't taste as good as I remember. So I opened it up and took a bite. No.
And you're like, I'm not even going to try it.
I did try it.
Oh, but I won't have more than just a half a bite.
I didn't have to. It was just not
even. It'll ruin the memory.
Not even close.
I understand.
Not even close.
And it could be that the memory is so big and outrageous
it's
in your own
what
mind.
Is it? It's the cherubim. It's the seraphim. It's all those heavenly angels.
Aww.
That's what, you know,
Michael,
what kind of food Archangel gives Michael. You that? Archangel Michael.
Yeah, he's thinking like, I'm too busy for this crap. It's little guys.
But do you remember food like that, though, that did that to you?
Yeah. I think when
first
I was...
First time I had caramel corn, hot caramel corn.
Yes. The first time I had nuggets, I'm like, who in the chicken McNuggets? Really? Who in the world with sauce? Uh-huh. I had sweet and sour sauce. I'm like, oh my God, how did McDonald's come up with this?
How did
this is amazing.
This?
No one before then ever took nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
If
you're speaking of McDonald's, I think my first fry.
Oh, sure it was.
Yeah.
I mean, your actual first fry.
Yeah.
So maybe McDonald's never even had, I mean, they're the ones that created fries, you're
yeah,
trying to
I
tell me?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God.
I never had a fry before then.
Did they have potato chips before then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But we weren't allowed chips. And if I babysat, those homes would have chips. And unfortunately,
they were gone.
They were gone, too.
Well, they were paying you 10 cents an hour.
It's not that.
Yeah.
It's that there were other families out there that had food that we weren't allowed.
Yeah.
You know.
And why weren't you allowed it? Just because it was too expensive?
Probably either that or it was considered bad. But do you know my story about, like, you know, I'm 8 years old and like my parents and I'm upstairs in bed and I'm always wondering what my parents are doing it, you know,
right.
after they send us to bed. Uh-huh. And so I sneak down the steps and I look in the living room and my parents are eating, you know, White Castles.
Yeah. Oh, those sons of bitches.
Yeah. I'm like,
horrible
oh,
people.
We can't have shit,
you guys made four kids, and you're depriving us of White Castles.
Yeah.
Screw your parents.
I'm going to bed hungry.
Yeah.
And you're having down there having White Castles with Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Not fair.
Not fair. But it wasn't all about being fair at all.
No. I used to, but see, we lived like eight doors down from my grandparents, my mom's parents. And I would go, and I would play Penny Annie with them. And they were so kind to me to let me win so that I could, like, collect 5 cents to go run down to the corner drugstore and get my favorite, a Snickers or a Milky Way.
Were they big ones or little ones?
Oh, well, they were fine. I don't know
what size.
Yeah. That was my two favorite candy bars next to Nestle Crunch.
Oh my God. I used to love Nestle Crunch when I was a little kid. Then at some point, I just got too, the only way I had it was.
Too jaded?
The only way I had Nestle Crunch, because I always felt like it was a, it wasn't a big of a punch.
Right.
Like for a candy bar. Right.
It was too thin, maybe.
Yeah, but then I'd have it for like Halloween. You get a better variety. Oh, yeah,
and they were thicker.
And you're like, oh, this is good. Yeah, I don't mind
nice
having
thick
this.
Bite. It's so funny. We were talking about like how we got money for that. Like Norm had like a paper route. Well, I didn't do that. So I gambled. I would go, right. Or I would go knock on people's doors.
Right.
And cause,
just ask, beg for money.
No, I wouldn't beg for money. I would
do a little song and dance.
I would.
Hi, I'll sing for you and dance for you for a nickel.
I asked them if they had any bottles I could take back for them, and I would take. And they'd go, oh well, sure, because they were worth.
I would like my own 5 cents back, yeah. Lady.
But like sometimes you'd hit the jackpot. Sometimes people have 4, 5, 6 packs of Coke bottles, and they go, "Oh yeah, go ahead." And you're like,
aww.
"Holy crap!"
The sweet
you hit
days.
The jackpot.
There'd be no way a parent now would allow their kid to go door to door begging for recyclables.
I remember my grandpa.
I don't think
I used to
wrong.
Go to my grandpa and go because he would let me, and he'd say, "I go, Grandpa, can I go buy you any cigarettes or a quart of beer?" He'd go, "Okay, kid, you know, go down and give me a pack of Camels and a a quart of Falstaff or something," and then I'm halfway out the door and I go, "Oh, by the way, can I keep the change?" "Oh, yeah, go ahead." You know, so it would be I'd go run down, get the cigarettes and the beer, and then like keep the change.
Get a
Hershey bar or ice cream cone or a brown cow.
Yeah, it's so sweet because back then
you could go and buy beer at 6 or 7.
Yeah, and really
go,
kids like the
again.
Idea of having money, but I don't think kids have money now.
They don't even they know what money is.
They have their cell phone, and it's on their cell phone app. Yeah. Just show McDonald's your cell phone, kids. Yeah. You're good to go then.
Yeah, no, they don't even have an idea, Julie.
I don't think so either.
And I can't even remember like how old I was the first time I actually owned paper money.
Right, right.
I mean, everything was just change
right.
before then.
Exactly. Well, you know, life keeps progressing. It keeps...
Dang.
I know, life just keeps getting better and better. Getting back to the podcast I was listening to, Sam Harris gave a question. You know, he's an atheist. Jordan B. Peterson's not an atheist.
Right.
Shapiro is his name.
Ben Shapiro?
Yeah. It's so funny because Ben Shapiro says he's a... he wouldn't call himself a liberal.
Mm-hmm.
He was definitely conservative. Now, Sam Harris and Jordan would consider themselves progressive,
mm-hmm.
but they wouldn't consider them far progressive, even though they're known as like...
Very far progressive.
No, like their thoughts are dangerous.
Oh,
not,
yeah, dangerous
too,
thoughts.
They're alt-right.
Yeah.
They're the alt-right.
That's so crazy.
It's so crazy that they're considered alt-right because they are so far from alt-right. It's incredible.
Oh, my God. They're not alt-right. They're alt-right.
They're alt-right, yeah. Sam Harris goes, when I talk, and he's an atheist, because when I talk to Christians or religious people, I always ask them this question. It always gets them stumped. And it's funny.
Ask me, Jules.
Okay. If I could prove to you there was no God, would you stop believing in God? If you could
prove to me?
Like if you knew mm-hmm. unequivocally there was no God, would you stop believing in God?
You know what? No.
Exactly.
I've tried.
You've tried. You've tried your little heart out.
I've tried my best.
And so, and it's so funny because Jordan B. Peterson and Shapiro were on a web podcast together, and they mentioned Sam Harris 3 or 4 times.
Really?
I don't understand how he can be an atheist. His beliefs are so Judeo-Christian like. And I was like,
so great.
It's so funny.
That's so great.
I love it. I just love talking about this stuff, and it makes me laugh because, you know, it's just a. It's just crazy, you know. But what's really interesting is that there's no women talking like this stuff.
No, how come?
I don't know. Because we're afraid to be called alt-right, you know.
Mm.
I don't know. Like, we just want to talk, you know, talk frankly about stuff.
Mm. And we're just too busy talking makeup.
Yeah, right. That's not what's going down.
And birth control.
Right, exactly. Well, our new Instagram, Christine Marie and Julie.
Yeah, there was this I was looking at on YouTube today, and kind of like things that kind of sappy but make you feel kind of warm.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this couple who had one child and then found out that they couldn't have any more children. Mm-hmm. So they started to look to be foster parents. Oh. And they found two brothers, and the system said, can you take care of these two boys? And they ended up, and they were just kind of maybe like three or four.
Okay.
But these were just darling boys. Aww. And they fit in the family. And the mother was a single mother, but she was a druggie.
Oh, okay.
And she could not, you know, and so they adopted these two boys. Mm. And throughout the, I don't know, 10 years that they've had these, this mother has now had six more boys that they have fostered. And now,
oh, wait, the druggie?
The druggie mother.
Ooh, she has, keeps now having kids.
Has eight boys.
And is this family still raising all of them?
And this family is raising all her boys.
Oh, is there an agreement with this? Is that what's going on?
They have officially adopted, and the last one is a Down syndrome baby, uh-huh. And the second to the last one had like cleft palate and stuff. So they're kind of getting.
Yeah,
it's kind of, you're kind of hoping that maybe the mom is going to like thinking about at some point that doctor
needs
tied.
To yeah, the doctor needs to say hey, let's give him a permanent birth control.
Yeah, and wow. but no, we can't have Planned Parenthood around.
No, Planned Parenthood.
What Planned Parenthood? Oh my God, they're the devil.
Yeah,
what? No,
let's plan this. How about birth control? Okay, I'm not saying you know.
I wasn't talking about. Abortion.
I know.
I was talking about planning. Your,
yeah,
plan I'm sure parenthood. These were not planned
Let's
children.
Plan this.
Yeah.
You know, very.
It was kind of.
God bless that family who's taking care of all those kids.
Yeah, it was kind of sappy. And then the other one that I saw was these neighbors. They were not close, but they knew each other, and they had children that were the same age. It was just a single mom on one side, and then the couple on the other, and then the single mom. Found out she had cancer, esophageal cancer, heavens. And she thought she might have another year or two to live, but it turned out that she didn't, and she asked the neighbor to make sure that her kids were all good, and she had like three or four children, and they moved over to the next house, but the system is saying if these kids don't have their own bedrooms,
right,
that she can't, they can't keep
Which
them.
Which makes no
and
sense.
So, Fox went to their home and got a crew and cut bedrooms in half.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
So that they could
have their own bedroom.
Have their own bedrooms. Aww. And these kids could be
I understand it's a great idea,
adopted.
But if you were a family and you had to share a bedroom, it would be okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So they didn't have enough room for the oldest boy who was 19 and he was working already. But they gave him like $3,500 to find an apartment.
Oh, nice.
It was okay. Like he was sleeping on a recliner.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I catch my own heart. I understand that kid.
I know, right?
Well, that's just, and you're hoping that as soon as like they get the approval, like it's all good to go,
yeah.
They'll be like, oh, I'm coming back to the bed. I'm going to come back to the recliner. Yeah. Don't worry, guys.
Yeah.
I'm coming back to the recliner.
There were some sweet ones. And another one that I saw was this little baby. He was probably about, maybe uh-huh. 18, 20 months old. He was in a car seat, and the mom had gone in, and I guess he had really bad eyesight.
Oh.
And so she went and got him his glasses for the first time. And they were really cute, like little round glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
And the mom and the dad are going, hey, little Kyle, this is going to be great. You know, and he's just like, you know, I don't know what. And they put the glasses on him. And they go, look at you and your new glasses. And he's looking around. And all of a sudden, he realizes he sees their faces. And he has this biggest smile
no way.
Ever. He just like goes, oh my God. And that moment.
Oh, recognition. Oh, it's just like,
it's just like that moment, you know.
Because when
like,
a baby recognizes, or like you're having a moment with a baby.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, I'm smiling, they're smiling back at me. Yes. And we're having this thing.
It was just like precious.
That makes me happy.
Yeah. I can't tell you about the other ones because you get mad at me when I watch cockatoo videos.
Yes, I do. I'm glad. I don't want to talk about cockatoos anymore.
I know you don't.
But I was watching that show Search for the Cure on TBS.
And oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's
depressing.
It's kind of depressing. It's also kind of
gross.
Ooh, get a little bit of that. Mm. And I don't know. The timing's off on all of it. Does that make sense? Like, mm-mm. It just needs some help. It's not like...
You mean like...
The production of it's just a little bit draggy. Really?
Like, here's the cure. No, wait a minute. Let's make him wait first.
I don't really know. It just doesn't feel right. But what I did hear is that when I had the Lyme disease, I'll bring up my Lyme disease. I haven't brought that in a while.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
You know, I was getting sicker and sicker that month of June.
Yeah.
And I mentioned to the doctor, hey, could I have Lyme disease? And a couple of them said, no. We don't know what's wrong with you. You don't have Lyme disease, I'm sure. And I'm like, well, you know, maybe we can run a test. Because I had my optic nerves were blown. I had neuritis.
Yeah.
Which only is typically when I looked up on the web.
Yeah.
It was either MS or Lyme disease. Right. And luckily for me, I had a picture of this bite on the back of my knee.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm rolling the dice here. Let's call Lyme disease. Please check Lyme disease. Just please do it for me. Please do it for me. But if I wasn't my own activist.
Yeah, exactly.
Advocate. That right. Advocate.
Yeah.
I would never have been able to. They would have been like, someone eventually would have probably taken a test.
Finally.
Possibly.
Yeah. I remember when the doctor came in and in the emergency room after your spinal tap.
Yeah.
And everything. And they came in with masks.
Yeah. Because I had meningitis.
Yeah.
They thought.
And he goes, well, you've got 10 out of 10 markers for Lyme disease.
Yeah.
That pretty much seals the deal.
Yeah. You got Lyme disease. I'm like,
and we went. Praise God. The Lord.
Like, this is bad news, guys.
That's what he said. I'm like, hey, no, he goes, you got meningitis and Lyme disease. I went, praise God.
I got thumbs up. Yay.
We were all hugging. He's like, this is not good.
I got good news. I go, this is
for us.
You can fix me, right?
Yeah, this is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I go, this is great news.
This is great news. We were thinking not good. I mean,
MS. We were also thinking long term. And also I'm thinking like, well.
This could be it.
This could
be
it.
For whatever reason.
Well, it is interesting. When I remember getting sicker and sicker. And you kept saying I'm such a so brave and all that stuff, but the truth is, at some point you get so sick that your brain just shuts down.
Yeah,
you're like,
no.
I don't care if I die.
Yeah,
I can't live like this.
Yeah,
I mean, I really can't.
No,
I'm not sleeping.
I'm tapping out.
I'm tapping out. If I either will get better or worse, mm-hmm. and either way is okay.
Yeah.
I just know I can't live like this.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was brave or just your body has some kind of. It does have some kind of mechanism that says, okay.
It just says, yeah, the brain just is like,
kind of,
maybe
kind
it
of check out.
Maybe just says, you know, it sends endorphins or something.
Yeah.
I saw, I was watching something and Jerry Seinfeld mm-hmm. and one of his friends who he probably was, you know, he had gained a lot of weight and his girlfriend was chunky as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, we still have sex. I just, you know, I just have to tap out if she's kissed too much. And I'm thinking there's a lot of tapping out going on out there.
In sex or in life?
Just in life, you know?
Yeah.
You know
I love
mean?
The phrase tapping out.
Yeah.
I don't think we use it enough.
We never used it before, no. Like 2011 or something.
No, I mean, I think tapping out.
Yeah.
You know, I think, thank you, MMA.
Just tap out.
Tap out. You're like tapping out, tap out.
Yeah.
I remember when you were sick for a while and you had an infection that you were, you know, working on getting.
Yeah.
And like for that 1 week where you were really, really sick, you didn't want to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dad and I both were working. But when we weren't working, we were laying with you.
Yeah.
And you were so hot that you'd have the air conditioning on and the fan blowing. We had 3 fans blowing on you because you just felt physically warm. You had a fever the whole time.
Yeah.
And it just wouldn't break yet, you
right.
know? And I remember Dad coming home and I just said, I'm tapping out. I'm leaving. I've done my tour duty. And, you know, caring for Mom in her condition, you know? Because you just, it was winter. I uh-huh. think it was, and we had the room, must have been 50 degrees in the room.
Yeah, I just couldn't get, I had the fever.
And you had the fans blowing, and you're just like, oh, I'm like, please, doctor, let this fever break. Mm-hmm. And then it did break,
mm-hmm.
and you got better,
mm-hmm.
and life was good.
Oh, yeah, life is good. Still tapping out.
Tapping out once in a while. I'm looking at my dog right now.
He's totally tapped out.
He's tapped out. He's laying on his back.
He's laying
feet
on
straight
his
up.
Back. Feet full paws
so
straight up in the air.
It's so sweet because this is the only reason why you said, I'm going to tell the universe what kind of dog I want.
Yeah.
And this was a dog you wanted. You wanted a dog that would lay on its back,
mm-hmm.
feet up.
Mm-hmm.
And you even have a picture of a different dog doing that mm-hmm. In our living room. Mm-hmm. And I just wish you would have been more specific in other areas, such as like not a pillow fucker.
our Mercedes car payment.
Yeah, our Mercedes car payment.
If you're leasing a Mercedes, I guess it might be an E class. I don't know.
I'm like a C.
C class.
Yeah.
He costs that much a month.
He costs a C class.
Yeah. We just went and bought him food for like a month, and it was $130.
Well, the thing is so sweet. That's not even including all his meds. I guess I'm the one that buys the food because you were shocked at the price.
Yes.
Why are you guys shocked at this price? We buy him food all the time. Like,
well, I had never seen the receipt.
Yeah, that's it.
You go in, you get the credit card. Like,
I've never seen the. Yeah, exactly.
No.
Even though I tell you, but you're still like, what?
Yeah, how much? And he gets the meds from Chewy.com.
But he hasn't had an ear infection in like over a year.
That saved us a little bit of money,
and that can run us like $500.
Yeah.
So we're still ahead of the game, Mom. We're still ahead of the game. That little boy there who's upside down, totally out. He's tapped out. He's tapped out. Yeah. So I'm going to be hopefully seeing the movie Quentin Tarantino.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood something like that.
I really want to see it, but I know it's almost 3 hours long.
Yeah.
And Doug and I are going to go see it in DeKalb, possibly, where they have recliners. Mm-hmm. It's the upgraded theater, upgrade AMC.
And it takes place 50 years ago in 1969.
Hello, everyone. Did you guys know we have another podcast?
Hello,
people. It's called 50.
50.
50.
50.
50. Because we're celebrating and talking about what it was like to be there at 1969.
That's right. And Julie was there in utero.
In utero.
In 1969.
I was born the last month of the year.
Yeah. And here we here Normano and I, 50 years later.
Yeah.
And what it was like in the 50s.
Young, dumb, and full of
cone is in the seventh house. And Jupiter alas. And also sugar.
Do, 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 do.
Honey.
Yeah, I was thinking too, if I'm not mistaken, one of the top 100 songs, this is when the 70s started to pop in, and some of the songs were so weirdly hashtag Me Too. Mm. You know, like, I picked her up in the back of my Chevy van, we made love, and then I dropped her off in the middle of a cornfield.
I wouldn't call that making love.
Yeah, no, he called it that.
He called it, I made love to her.
Yeah. And I'm going to see.
She was just like trying to be a good sport so he wouldn't knock her teeth out.
Exactly. She's like, I just got to go. I just got to get through this.
Well, when I was growing up, my grandma said, you know, sometimes when we talked about sex, you know.
Yeah.
And I had literally no idea. But my grandmother said, well, when I was young, she was saying this, we were told to just, you know, have a stiff upper lip and think of England.
Yeah.
Think of motherland. Something like that, you know. And so that's kind of how, I guess that was the...
that was it.
The wives' tales. That's what the wives were telling each other.
Yeah. Like, listen, you just got to do it.
In private. You just got to suck it up.
Just got to suck it up.
Yeah.
Literally suck it up.
What are you looking at?
I'm trying to find that one song. I just can't remember it. But
Can you remember who did it?
That's what I'm looking at. I'm like at 90, 80 real quick. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Gary, this girl is a woman now.
Oh, honey.
This girl.
That's my song that I bike to.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, I love that song.
What is it? Tell me.
Young girl, get out of my mind.
I know, but that is such
my love for you is way out of line. You better run, girl. You're much too young, girl.
That song would not fly a day.
Oh, no.
Hell no.
Now, girl, someday you're going to be a woman soon.
Was that song on redone by?
Yes.
Okay, and was in the movie, a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yes. Yes.
Pulp Fiction.
Are you talking about, was it Mac Davis? No,
he didn't do that. He didn't redo that song.
Who did it?
I had their CD, their tape. I loved them. The band.
Toadies?
No. I think it begins with a U. I want to say Aretha, but that's not it.
Aretha Franklin.
or urethra.
The union gap.
No, I don't know. UMAC, something like that. I'll have to look it up. Dang it. But I mean, you know, this girl's a woman now.
Yeah.
What's that song about?
This girl's a woman now. I mean, it's like she was just 16 or she turned 16.
Yeah.
Remember we were listening in the car, Julie? There was a car that was of a song about, you know, you're only 15.
Oh, my God. These guys, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, they must have just been full-blown pedophiles.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at their list. I'm not saying for sure Gary Puckett because I have no real.
Yeah.
I'm just going by
allegedly.
I'm saying. Allegedly.
Yeah.
But like, okay, yeah, here are just the top songs that they have written here. Yeah. Okay. Young Girl.
Yeah.
So Young Girl, Get Out of My Life.
Right.
And then Woman. What's that about?
Woman.
No.
Woman.
Hey, don't make promises you can't keep because you're only 14.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure that's one of them.
Oh, my God.
And then Daylight Stranger, This Girl's a Woman Now, Lady Willpower.
Remember no, that song? No. Oh, yeah, Julie. Lady Willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me.
I know you're 12. I don't know if that's true. I just don't know what to do with myself. Don't give in to him. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. That's a niche.
That's a niche. He found his niche.
He found his niche.
Oh, my God.
And now he's
scary.
Probably living in Maui.
Yeah. You know, with a younger girl.
Maybe.
I don't know. But, you know, I mean, what really happened was this. He just couldn't write any other songs.
Anything else.
He's like, oh, let me just see if I can write another song about this.
Here's the thing. He's thinking, you know, all my friends, all they want is some young chick because they first of all, they think that a young chick won't know about the D-I-C-K.
Are you making that noise?
No, what kind of noise is it?
Like a
rumbling?
Yeah.
Like a ghost, maybe?
I don't want to talk about that. Now it's not happening. See, as soon as we acknowledge the noise,
yeah, it stops. Yeah.
That noise.
No, I heard that noise.
Oh, it's that noise.
What is that noise?
I don't know what that noise is. It's scaring me, though.
Okay.
Hey, Normano.
I hear that noise.
Normano. Can you wake him up?
Yeah.
No.
There's some weird noises.
There's something outside. There's can you check out the noise? You... Turn the lights on.
See, oh, my God. Do you hear that again?
Yeah. We got bear
it's
or
crazy.
Something outside. Maybe it's just fireworks.
Maybe it's fireworks. Be careful. Norm, take a bat or
take
something.
Take a bat, yeah. Okay, everyone. Right now, we are...
Oh, my God. What is that noise?
I don't
Norm,
know.
Please take something with you.
Yeah.
Like a bat.
Right now, we're hearing really weird noises outside.
Was that the air conditioner making that noise, do you think?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But I think it could just be fireworks.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Could be a UFO? I don't know.
I heard it again. I hope it's not the air conditioning.
It can't be.
That's brand new.
Because we just paid $4,000 for
a
new air conditioning.
A brand new central air unit.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
People... Don't.
It's now or never. And by the time Normano gets out, and
yeah,
looks
he'll,
at this,
whatever
it
is, gone. That's good.
Yeah,
he'll scare it away.
Yeah,
oh yeah, first he's got to pee.
Oh, now he's in the bathroom. We're not in any hurry or rush. And to find out, we only have 5 minutes of the show. People are curious what was going on. Our dog is not concerned.
Happening.
Yeah,
no,
our dog is
moment.
Not concerned. He's fine. You know,
he just rolled over.
Yeah, he just rolled over. He's like. Mm-hmm. What is that noise? That's scary.
Listen to that. Is that maybe it is fireworks?
Maybe it's fireworks.
Oh, thank God.
I don't know. It could be. I mean, it's
just a low rolling note. And
ooh,
yeah,
yeah. Who knows?
Mm.
I remember walking outside of our house and under our porch. I know some animal literally made a bed. I mean, like there was an indentation of where an animal had, you know, moved the.
What do you think about that? I want to know about, you know, like most people put those like lattice around their porch so no animals can go in there.
Yeah.
But we've always chosen to allow an animal to.
Yeah.
What do you think? Yes or no? Real quickly.
Well, I'm okay. First of all, there's enough space that they can come and go and they're not hiding underneath there.
Yeah.
You're also, okay. I'm okay with it.
Next question. Finding a bug in the house. Kill it or send it outside?
I've done both. Mm-hmm. If you can take it and put it outside, you should.
You should try.
And sometimes, like today, I had a killer bug. Ugh. Because I turn the shower on and I just see a spider like, I'm drowning. And I'm like, oh, I have to say, I got to put you out of your misery.
Put him out of his misery.
He's like, I was just swimming. I wasn't needing to die. Yeah. But then I tell myself, I don't know if this is true or not, they don't have a long lifespan anyway.
It's just 24 hours.
Yeah, that's why I tell myself. Yeah. But then you hear these stories about how this, you know, these corner spiders live in the same place, in the same corner for like
decades. Yeah, oh my decades. Gosh.
You know, it's like,
and then you took
man.
That life in vain.
I know. So, oh well. Hmm. I have to believe in reincarnation, I guess. And maybe next lifetime it'll be a bigger spider.
What's the biggest thing you've ever done, though, to save a bug? I mean, we've like, I know Dad's like gotten like cardboard. Yeah. And like
a
jar.
Yeah. Jars, of course. Yeah. Those things work well.
Yes.
You have spatula. A lid. Yeah. And you don't need a lid if the cup is tall enough because you can just tap the, you know. What you don't want is a fast spider. Oh, those freak you out.
A fast biter?
Fast spider.
Oh, no. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
What do you think I said?
Fast biter.
No, or a fast spider. Yeah. So, Normana, what is it?
Fireworks.
Ah, fireworks.
Fireworks, thank God.
Or could be an AK-47. We don't know that either.
You never know.
I was listening to somebody talk, and they were saying that they when they go out to restaurants and malls, in the back of their mind, they're always consumed with the thought that this could be the last time I do this because of somebody coming in with a mass shooting.
You should always like what's my exit strategy?
Yeah. Do you ever think about that though? I know it happens. Do you really?
No. Well, I mostly you know what I think about more than that. I think about when we're driving on a two-lane road and the other car is like doing something and coming across the line.
Yeah.
And I'm always like prepared like, well, okay, this could be it.
This could be it.
You know, but I understand like you could go to be going to church or any place and go, oh, this could be it. And you kind of have to just, you know, people, I think people know that now.
Right.
They just know. And like some people, I think, actually go, hey, if this happens, then I'm going to like charge the guy or
I always think that there's a better chance of me getting, you know, dying in a car accident for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just not that concerned by it. I still think the odds are in my favor that it won't happen to me.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm.
But I know we've had the Dixon has had a shooter.
So in some ways we've had ours.
So that it's
over.
That's done.
It's like lightning. It doesn't strike twice in the same town. You never hear of it striking twice in the same town.
You don't?
No, you don't.
I mean, we've seen, I think you're wrong about that.
Well, I mean, not like Chicago, but, you know.
Well, no, because I'm just saying, like, here in our complex, we've had trees struck by lightning. More than one tree has been struck by lightning here.
Yeah, but not the same tree more than once.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying the same town.
Well, yeah, it's the same town lightning can strike. I don't know why Normano finds this funny. He's just laughing hysterically, which is great.
Trust me, when you get struck by lightning, that's when you get your superpowers.
That's what I'm telling myself. That's what I'm telling myself.
That's what you want. You want that. I was watching real quickly Woo Assassins. And on Netflix.
Oh, what do you think about it?
And, well, you know, here's the thing.
You're not a superhero.
You know, look, we got Wonder Woman, we got all the Marvel characters and stuff. The Chinese have not had a superhero.
Well, that we know of.
That we know of, right. Yes, you're right. I mean, they've had anime and all that. No, that's Japanese. But the Chinese have not had a superhero. Oh, well, maybe Bruce Lee, but he was not comic book superhero.
Right. I mean, we all now know because we just don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, you're right. But, I mean, I would say that on Woo Assassins, we now officially have a superhero.
Oh, he's a superhero.
Yeah, he's just a chef. And
He's
just a chef, and he meets a woman who gives him this blob. It looks like a red rock.
Okay.
And he can hold it in the palm of his hands. But in it is the soul of 1,000 monks, like Shaolin monks that are quick moves and all that.
Oh, they're monks, but they're like, they don't take shit monks.
Oh, they're like ninja monks.
Okay, ninja monks.
And he has 1,000 ninja monks in him.
Oh, I love that.
And so he's honorable.
Okay, oh, sure.
As opposed to dishonorable.
He's kick-ass.
And kick-ass.
He's honorable.
Yeah.
And lovely.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
So how are you rating this?
I mean, yeah, really.
Okay.
But enjoyable because it's bright.
Oh, good.
You know, the characters are kind of fun. And it does remind you of watching an old Bruce Lee movie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, girlfriend, that was the end of the show. How was the show?
Oh, my gosh, Julie.
Well, I mean, go to ProfitEnjoy.com.
Yeah.
Also go to JulieHerry.com.
Yeah.
I'm here, and you can talk to us at talktous@ChristineMarieAndJulie.com.
Yeah, we're here for you.
We are here for you.
And you know what?
Our new Instagram.
Please check out our Instagram. It was so much fun. Yeah, we're having fun.
And we're on Facebook at Christine Marie and Julie.
Yeah, but we haven't had this much fun in a long time on Instagram.
I'm getting better at it.
And I'm enjoying the caliber of people that are enjoying us.
Yay. And we're enjoying that.
Because it's all about us.
Exactly. So how's the show, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great.